You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Oh, yeah, Vince Giordano there in the Nighthawks from the Pee Wee Stomp in Whippany, New Jersey this March. Swing out. And as I say, Vince will be in Davenport with Andy Shum and Leah Beeson, John Otto, and a lot of the people in the West End Jazz Band, too. And Dan Levinson will be out there. And you heard him on that piece we just heard, Swing Out. And Vince also has a long-standing and, I hope, endless gig at Sophia's Restaurant in New York City and the Hotel Edison, the Club Cachet. And you really have to go Monday and Tuesday night, 8 p.m. to 11, $15 cover, $15 minimum. It's the cheapest fun you'll have in New York, really, and the best. You can't possibly do better than that on a Monday or Tuesday night in New York. There's just no way. No way. So, Vince is there, and he's all over the place, and you can check out his MySpace page, which I think is linked through Radiola blog, and by all means. And, of course, the West End Jazz Band before that, and they're linked, too. Find out what they're doing. And I don't know if Andy Shum has his own website yet. He should, and his schedule. But he's all over the place, and he's going to be in Davenport also. So it's going to be a great time. I wish we could have been there, but As it turns out, it all works out for the best, but there's going to be some marvelous music being made this July. So, and this week, I should say. So head out there and enjoy it. I'm Andy Senior, the original fanboy for everyone, and this is Radiola, and we're keeping the music going. Just as they're keeping it alive in performance, we're keeping it alive on the Internet, and someday soon, I hope, on WHCL up at Hamline College. We have to get back up there. And back to acoustic land with the original Memphis Five in 1923. I've got a song for sale, my sweetie. Turn down.
I fell madly in love with one certain potter. just never loved me. No. So I sat right down and I figured it out. And the answer seems to be, you can get water where there ain't any well, and you can hear a ringing where there ain't any bell, and you can get peaches where there ain't any trees, and you can get honey, where there ain't any bees. You can get heartache where there ain't any pain, and you can get sunshine always after the rain. You can often find heaven without going above, but you can't get loving where there ain't any love. You can get water where there ain't any well, and you can hear ringing where there ain't any well, and you can get peaches where there ain't any sweet. You can get honey where there ain't any bees. You can get heartache where there ain't any pain, and you can get sunshine always after the rain. Can often find heaven without going above, but you can't get loving where there ain't any
Van and Schenk. After you get what you want, you don't want it. Now tell me that doesn't happen a lot these days. I think it does. That was written by Irving Berlin, and that is one of the best songs of his I never knew existed. That is a marvelous song, and I think it should be our national anthem. Or something. You know, I'll probably get letters about that too, but really it should. At least an unofficial one, let's say that. And as a corollary to that, Nora Bays in 1919, "You can't get lovin' where there ain't any love." Oh yeah. So yes, those two, and beginning with the original Memphis Five, same group as I mentioned earlier. I've got a song for sale, "My Sweetie Turned Down," 1923. And I'm Andy Senior, and I don't have a song for sale. I just have a lot of them for this program, and you're gonna hear as we go on, as the weeks roll on out. We're going to roll on out some records that you will find most enticing and delightful. And I do, most definitely. Here's a group you may not have heard of, and I certainly hadn't, on a Vocalion from 1926, recording "Roses," Hale Byers and his orchestra.
Thank you. when we said goodbye. Why, all the stars above you. Oh, gee, I'd hate to hate you like I love you. I thought that I was yours and you were mine, but you were someone else's all the time. You made me love you, you made me sigh, and yet it made you happy when you made me cry. But I haven't cheated once. Stayed home nights, didn't dance, wasn't taking any chance. Didn't flirt, and though it hurt, I just couldn't do my cutie dirt. And my days are blue, nights are black, but I just knew that she'd come back. For I love her, and she loves me, and say, don't think there ain't no Santa Claus. I know darn well there is, because my cutie's due at 2-2-2 today.
The Katzman version of the Essex Club Orchestra, again, Al Bernard again on the vocal, and that's one of my favorite all-time songs, and I have to say, with Al Bernard on the vocal, that does, in my mind, rival the Ted Weems version. I would say it's an equal to it. From 1926, My Cutie's Due at 2-2 today, and yes, Al Bernard... What can I say? I just think he's wonderful. And before that, Paul Specht. A nice find from Missland, New Jersey. It Made You Happy When You Made Me Cry. Johnny Morris on the vocal there. An old vivatonal Columbia. Beginning with Hale Byers and his orchestra, Roses, 1927. 1926. We might sneak in the other side of that Hail Byers next week, so you can look forward to that. And this is Radiola, and I'm looking forward not only to this week, but next week. This week I'm in the middle of, but next week, when I get to it, will be just as good as this week. So what does it matter? And they're just going to keep getting better. Yep. That's my guarantee. I don't know what I would refund to you if the guarantee didn't happen to be ironclad if it fell through, but let's just say that I'm going to do my best to see that it is followed through with. And we're going to continue now, and this is a very crunchy recording, and I was happy to get any music out of this. It's an artifact is what it is. It's an item, it's a record, a shellac disc on Velvetone, but I was glad to have a copy of this, and both sides I've transferred. And this side, here's Irving Kaufman singing it, Jimmy McHugh's Bostonians, a.k.a. the Ben Pollock Orchestra, and all the usual suspects in there on Futuristic Rhythm from
1929. Futuristic Rhythm, never on the beat. Any new drum in my eardrum blows me off my feet. You're the unexpected, disconnected mind. Let me drink in, sleep and think in futuristic rhyme. But you blow that barret and that barret and that all night through. When you know that barret and that barret and that makes me groovy. Futuristic rhythm, dance till I drop. Never tire, I'm a fire, don't you ever stop.
Thank you. to look this baby over. Tell me, don't you think she's fine? Oh, Leo, don't I want you to know she's mine, all mine. Get a load of those two dimples. Why, her kisses taste like wine. Oh, Leo, don't I want you to know she's mine, all mine. And if she didn't have a sin to her name, that wouldn't matter, I'd still love her the same. But her dad has lots of money, it'll all be hers in time. Oh, Leo, don't I want you to know she's mine, all mine.
Hallelujah. That's what I say. Oh, yeah. I say that a lot lately. I say that in a lot of other things, some of which I probably wouldn't be able to say on the radio. But I'll say hallelujah, too. Love that. 1927. Before that, the University Six, a group out of the California Ramblers. Arthur Fields on the vocal, Mine All Mine. 1927, beginning with another upstate boy, Irving Kaufman, Jimmy McHugh's Bostonians, Futuristic Rhythm, 1929. And this is Radiola, and Hallelujah is right. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just in a state of perpetual astonishment at my great fortune to be able to have this music to present to you, and I'm so glad that that you're here to enjoy it with me. And we're going to continue now with Bing Crosby and the Mills Brothers. Yeah, sometimes I got to play something you actually might have heard before. But this is a nice, why not? Why not offer something that people actually recognize? From 1932, off a British Brunswick, Dinah.
Anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is and you know her, show her to me. Dinah got those Dixie eyes blazing. How I love to sit and gaze into the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with pride? Cause my dynamite change your mind about me. Oh, Dinah, should you wander to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is, then you know it, show it to me. Dinah, where the Dixie eyes blazing, I would love sitting gazing to the eyes of Dinah Lee. My Dinah, every night, why should I shake with fright? Because my Dinah might change her mind about me. Dinah, if you wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah. Boodle, leetle, 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 leetle. Every night, why do I shake with pride? Cause my dynamite changed your mind about me.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Said it.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Snag it.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Oh, tell it.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Dinah, wander to China, the state of Carolina.
There is a end, you know where I would like to have you. Show her to me, Dinah. Got those Dixie eyes blazing. I want to sit and gaze into the eyes of Dinah Lee.
Oh, Dinah, should you wander to China, would give me an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
Love dream I knew. You've worn out my heart, you've torn it apart. That's why I'm lonesome and blue.
I don't know how the gatekeepers of jazz have managed to prevent that recording from becoming better known, but of all the sets and everything, I didn't even know that Louis Armstrong made a recording of that song, and that was recorded in Paris in 1934. They were promoting things like Sunny Side of the Street, but that is a great number, and that is a wonderful piece. It really swings. Will You, Won't You Be My Baby, 1934, recorded in Paris. And I don't know why that one just fell through the cracks, but I never hear that one played anywhere. That's off a Vox reissue, but a very nice copy of it. And I'll play the other side next week, a slightly better known selection, but that I have never heard before. How often can you say that a classic, you've never heard a particular Louis Armstrong record before? I mean, pre-Decca, let's say. That's saying something. Before that, Ed Lloyd and his orchestra, actually Gene Cardos and his orchestra with Dick Robertson on the vocal. A rather sprightly take on a rather lugubrious song, Lonesome and Blue, recorded in 1932, beginning also with 1932... Dinah, Bing Crosby, and the Mills Brothers. Oh, yeah. Well, how can you go wrong with that? This is Radiola, and indeed you can't go wrong. And I can go wrong, but you can't. All I can do is present this. I may make mistakes just like that. I may make mistakes, but I'm just going to... whatever I have to offer, even the mistakes are good this week. Turner Lighton. This is rather coming to the home stretch. Why not? Turner Layton, I believe about 1936, recorded on an English Columbia, The Echo of a Song.
It was the echo of a song of long ago. It seemed to fill the summer night with its magic melody. It was the echo of a song that thrilled me so, because I knew it was your voice calling from across the sea. My early promise to you has never been broken. I'm sure that your heart is true, and by that same token, 'tis by the echo of a song, sweetheart, I know, that after lonely years of pain, you'll come back again to me. In the night, sighing tenderly, clear and bright, came a melody. While I dreamed, you were near, it seemed. Came the dawn, then it died away. With the morn, wide awake I lay, wondering still What was that sweet thrill?
Ray Miller and his orchestra recording as the Essex Club Orchestra in 1926. Dreaming of a Castle in the Air. And that has always been one of my favorite songs. I heard that was one of the first songs I remember hearing on a shellac recording. And it probably may be the first. But that version I had never heard before. And it always moves me to hear that selection. And the echo of a song is there. That's from my childhood and coming into today. and Going Into Tomorrow. Beautiful stuff. A song that ought to be revived. It's just one of the best ever. And I also have a recording by Cliff Edwards I'll present in future weeks. So The Echo of a Song, and that was before that was Turner Layton with that selection. Recorded in Britain in about 36, maybe. This is Radiol, and I'm Andy Senior, and I'm so glad to be able to present this music to you. And I appreciate you being along for the ride. It's, WHCL will be on the air soon. It will be on the air very soon. As soon as I find out what's going on up there, I hope they haven't fallen asleep. But, this weather, it's hard to do anything. So, have a cool drink and then rethink the situation. And so with the end of Radiola for this week, we're going to play Chick Endor on another wonderful vocalion recently acquired. And this is not the song you think it's going to be. This was recorded in 1926, and it's a totally different song, and I think a happier song, and yet poignant, too. Let's call it a day.
Perfect days are all too few. I'm recalling one or two. I just wish that I could get away. This is what would make a perfect day. Give me rickety boat, a lazy stream where I'll dream while I float. Give me a line and book, a book to read, a little shady nook, that's all I need. Give me a far from home, tumble down shack that whispers welcome home when I roam back, where just at 9 o'clock I hit the hay and tell the sandman, let's call it a day. A lazy stream where I'll dream while I float. Give me a line and hook, a book to read, a little shady nook, that's all I need. Give me a far from home, tumble down shack that whispers welcome home when I roam back, where just at 9 o'clock I'll hit the hay and tell the sandman, let's call